Hello and welcome to the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I'm Eric Lors, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most that you can out of today's podcast, and to do that, I have three simple rules. Number one, no multitasking. Just for a few moments, a few minutes of your time, just pay attention to the podcast. It's going to change your life. Number two, get excited. You're about to learn information that will massively impact your bottom line and your business. And number three, take notes. If you get an incredible learning or a flash of wisdom while listening, make sure you write it down because that's how this works. Now today we're going to talk about focus. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about focus. Specifically, we're going to be talking about focus and how to use it in your business to help you focus on the tasks that need to be done and all of the stuff that's going to help you actually build your business as opposed to all the things that are going to waste your time and take money away from you. Now, the benefits of focus, why you want to learn focus, why it's imperative that you learn how to control your mind so that you can control your focus and focus in on what has to get done is very simple. Number one, you're going to achieve goals faster. The fact of the matter is we go out there and we set a lot of business goals, and we've just come through the new year, and you know, a lot of people set a lot of goals the new year, and probably most of them have already broken their New Year's resolutions. So when you're setting a goal, you want to be able to A, set it, but also achieve it fast. Because the longer you put off a goal, or the farther out in the future it is, the harder it is for you to stay with it and to get to it. And you're going to accomplish more in less time. And by accomplishing more in less time, you're going to build up all this momentum behind you, which is going to, again, drive you further and further to all the further and further bigger concepts and goals that you're moving on to. And finally, you're also going to learn how to eliminate time wasters. The fact of the matter is that most of our lives seem to be made up of, well, interactions that we barely ever remember and that really don't make an impact on us. And if you want to have a truly rich life experience, if you want to get the most juice you can out of your business, your life, your experiences, and everything else, you want to be able to focus. You want to be able to, A, put your focus onto the activities that are really going to empower you and deliver the results you want, but that also get you jazzed up. And when you're fully focused in an activity, you're fully alive in that activity. It's the kind of thing that will actually stay in your memory. It's the kind of thing that you'll be able to recall. It's the kind of thing that's actually going to add quality of life to your life. Now, a number of years ago when I started this business, I got to admit, I was distracted. What I did was I went out and I got all the marketing books and the business building books and took these courses, etc. And I learned a lot of good stuff from a lot of good people. And what happened was that I had all of these tasks that I had set out for myself. And I don't know if you've ever gone through this, but it's kind of this thing where you say, okay, well, here's the goal. And then here's a task that's going to get me to that goal. But here's another task that has to be done before I can do that task. And another task that has to be done before I can do that task. And my brain would feel better if I did this task. And well, to feel really centered, I got to go out and do that task. And so on and so on and so on. And what happens is that we create a lot of busy work. What busy work is it's sort of busy distractions. Well, my office has to be just so. I can't concentrate if I don't have my office in a spotless condition. And so you'll spend 3 days of working hours organizing your office, making it look just perfect. So now you've done this, you've set up your office, you've made it look perfect, and then you go, okay, I'm gonna get to work, but first I have to check my emails. And then you start checking your emails, and there's an email from a client or a potential joint venture partner or something. And you go, oh, well, I have to go focus on that, and da 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 da. And eventually what happens is that weeks and weeks go by and you haven't actually focused on anything that's going to build your business. You've just focused on a bunch of stuff that's sort of preparation to get to doing action in your business. Well, that's probably why most businesses fail, because we get very busy with busy work that doesn't bring in income. If you want to have a company that's going to explode in profits, you are going to have to learn how to focus. And in this case, you're going to have to learn the skill of ferocious focus. And that's what I want to work with you on today, is giving you a 5-day program to get to ferocious profit-making focus. Now, I'm going to tell you that there are very few things that you truly need in life or in your brain in order to succeed, in order to get all the money and fortune and fame and joy and business, etc., that you want. And I, without a doubt, I will tell you right now that focus is one of the few elements that you need to have and have control of in order to be able to build the business and the life of your dreams. And the reason is very simple. Your focus is your reality. You see, whatever we focus on becomes our entire reality. I'd like you to think back, or I'd like you to think right now, okay, before you started listening to this podcast, what were you thinking about? Doesn't matter what it was, what was I thinking about? What was in my mind? And now all of a sudden I want you to think about that, and now I want you to think about the pinky toe on your left foot. Put all of your attention on the pinky toe of your left foot. You probably haven't thought about the pinky toe of your left foot at all today, and probably not for quite a while. But now that I've pointed it out to you, all of a sudden your entire focus is on your pinky toe on your left foot. And you're going, my heavens, I never thought about that. Right. You don't think about your pinky toe on your left foot. You don't think about how many pens are in your pen holder. You don't think about the paint job on your car. You don't think about, whether or not your coworkers are getting enough attention. Or this is how our lives are. You were probably thinking about something in the future or something in the past, because most of the time our minds are either in the future or the past. Now, sometimes we need to think about the future and the past. To be effective, if we're going to focus in the past, we have to say, okay, well, what am I trying to get from the past? What learning am I trying to get from the past so that will help me in this moment to move forward? If our brains are going to be, or our minds are going to be in the future, then what we need to be thinking about in the future is, what goal do I want to accomplish, and what steps have to be taken prior to that to accomplish that goal so that we have a plan of action? And either of those thoughts will bring us back to the current moment and allow us, in the current moment, to focus on what has to get done. However, most people, when they are thinking about the past or the future, they're either thinking about something from the past that they regret, or they're playing over an old argument, or something. In the future, they're thinking about, if they're usually most people are thinking about a problem that they're projecting into the future. Oh my heavens, what happens if? These forms of focus, focusing on past problems or future problems, immobilize us in the current moment, and that keeps us from accomplishing anything, and that keeps us from moving forward towards the goals that we have. So our focus has to be on anything, on the very things that are going to actually allow us to take action, positive action, right now, and move forward. Aside from focus being the determiner of your reality, whatever we focus on, we get drawn to. The next time you're driving a car, I want you to, in a safe place, when you're not around a lot of cars, I want you to drive straight forward and then just barely glance out the driver's side window as you're driving. And just keep staring out there a bit. And what you're going to notice is this. As you drive, your hand is going to start going towards the left side because you're looking left. Your eyes are looking at something. It could be the median, it could be the cars in the other lane, it could be a highway wall across from them, it could be billboards, it could be whatever. Just so long as you're looking out the driver's side window. And what's going to happen is your entire body is going to want to go that way because your eyes are focusing that way. And whatever you focus on, it will literally draw your body towards it. This is how the reality creation, the creation of reality works. We focus on something, and then our bodies, literally, because they are a tool, they are tuned to our senses, we're looking at this up to the left, our bodies start going to the left. This works the same way going forward in life. Whatever you're focusing on, your body, your instrument, your tool is going to bring you towards that because that is the focus of your attention. So long as you are focusing on the things that will help you in your life and taking action on them, you will move forward because your body, your tool, literally, that's what it's programmed to do. It is programmed to deliver you to whatever it is you are focusing upon. Now, I'm sure by now you're saying, okay, Eric, I get it. I gotta focus on the things that are gonna move me forward and positive actions, blah, blah, blah. Just tell me, how am I going to create this ferocious focus in 5 days? Very simple. One step at a time. Now, step number one is very simple. Make a list of all the goals that you'd like to accomplish in a week. Now, after you've finished making your list, I want you to cut it in half. And for a very simple reason. Most people, when they set down a list of goals, they overwhelm themselves very quickly. They figure, well, in a 40-hour work week, I could accomplish this and this and that and this and that and that and this and this and this and that and that and that and that and this. And theoretically, maybe you could accomplish all of those things on your list if your brain functioned like a computer and could literally switch from one track to another instantly. However, we get into grooves and we get distracted and we have a life and sometimes we need a break. So the fact of the matter is that if you make your normal list, you're going to overestimate your ability for the week. And I don't want you to do that because if we start into that process and you overestimate, you're already setting yourself up for failure, which means you're not going to gain the ferocious focus that you are supposed to gain. So now, you have your list, you've cut it in half, you have what should be a reasonable amount of things to accomplish in a week. I want you to remember that even if you don't accomplish all of the things on your list, the main point that we're going for right now is training, not particularly accomplishment of. So that's the key thing. This is not about jumping from the starting point to you having ferocious focus in a split second and then being able to accomplish. Right now, our main goal is to build the skill of ferocious focus. So make sure you understand that. This is not a contest against yourself to see how much you can accomplish in a week. This is a training program, a 5-day training program to build you into the ability to do ferocious focus. Now, take your list, all the things that you want to accomplish, and break them down into the smallest steps possible. So if you're going to have to, say, write a report, okay. If the report's on a particular subject, let's say it's on horses, well, you have to research horses. Maybe you're writing on a particular type of horse. So you have to do several hours of research on the horse. Now, part of your research might be at the library, and part of it might be online. So you say, okay, I'm going to have to go to the library and do some research. I'm going to have to do some research online. Maybe you're going to have to make some phone calls to interview some people about horses. So you break it down. Now, if you're going to have to do interviews for people about horses, well, then you're going to have to call to schedule those interviews. So you would have to make preliminary phone calls. So you see, everything breaks down. Report about horses, and then research at the library, research online, call to schedule interviews, have the interviews. Maybe you have to have those interviews transcribed. And then once you've got all this material, are you writing it yourself? Are you working with a partner? And once even after you finish the text, then you have to format the report. Then you have to put it into buy a cover. Then you have to decide if you're going to have a logo or something on the front, design the logo, etc., etc. All of this are the small bits and pieces that go into making that report. And that's what I want for your goals. I want you to take all of your goals and break them down into the smallest possible pieces and then put them in order of how they'd have to be done. So again, if you're writing a report on horses and then you break it down, you say, okay, one of those pieces is that I have to interview people, and that means that before I can even interview them, I have to make preliminary phone calls. And heck, before I make preliminary phone calls, I have to go and research. I have to go on the internet maybe and look up people who have horses that I can call to set up interviews, have the interviews, then have them transcribed, and then have them in the report. So you see all the way that tiny little, I have to first do, you know, and look on the Google people on the internet and find people who own horses. That's your first little step. That's the first thing that needs to be focused on. So, day one, after you have made a list of goals and broken them down, your first task is very simple. Whatever you choose, so you're going to choose one of your tasks. Doesn't matter which one, just one of your goals, and say, this is the goal that I'm going to focus on accomplishing first. And you're going to take the smallest preliminary step that has to get done for that goal, and you're going to focus on it, and you're going to accomplish it on day one. So, if we're riding horses, or writing about a report about horses, day one is, I spend 10 minutes on Google researching people in the local area who own horses. And that's it. I make that list, and I'm done. Now, day two is very simple as well. You're simply going to take two steps and accomplish them today. So now that I have step one done, which is I have a list of people who own horses, I now call all those people, and I schedule the interview. Now, if I can schedule interviews today, great. If I can't, then I schedule them for later on in the week. So then I might move on to one of the other steps, which is I'm going to go to the library and research horses, or I'm going to spend 3 hours online researching about horses online, whatever it is that I'm going to do. So now I've accomplished the task of setting up the interviews and the task of doing the research online or at the library about the horses. Day three. Now I will say, okay, maybe I scheduled one of my interviews, so that's task one. Maybe I scheduled two interviews, which would be two tasks. Then I can go to either to the library or do the Google research, whichever one I didn't do the day before. And then I might go out and say, okay, well, what's one of the other things? I have to buy a report cover. Okay, so I go to Staples and I buy a report cover. And I focus. So I focus on one the first day, focus on two the second day, focus on three the third day, focus on four the fourth day, etc. By day five, you are taking five specific tasks, you are focusing on them, and you are accomplishing them. And what's happening is that you are doing the concept or the practice of practice makes permanent. You're starting slow, because what we want to do is we want to ease out of an old pattern, which is you not focusing, and ease into the new pattern, which is you focusing, with little resistance. See, if we throw you in and say, focus like a madman now, day one, your mind is going to resist because it's not conditioned to that. That's why we make it very small and very simple. Day one, you focus on one thing. It should only take you about 10 minutes to accomplish it. Day two, you focus on two things. And it takes you somewhere between half an hour, maybe 40 minutes to accomplish those two things. Day three, now you're into an hour and 20 minutes, maybe an hour and a half to accomplish three things. Day four, 2 hours, 2 hours, 20 minutes to accomplish four things. Day five, you're doing five things, you're maybe looking at about 3-4 hours. Now imagine, just imagine, if you could put ferocious focus to work every single day in your business. You think you do a lot now, and I'm sure you do. However, I'm sure that you're also doing a lot of busy work. A lot of work that either A, doesn't need to get done, or B, could be done anytime later on and really is not a priority right now. So with ferocious focus, putting in just 3, maybe 4 hours a day of ferocious focus work, I guarantee you, your business revenues will explode. So long as you are working on the tasks that will actually bring in income. So with ferocious focus, you can create a fortune. And that's it for today's podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. Now please leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. Again, that's makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. We love your comments and we want to hear from you. We want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast, so please email the URL for our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends, family, and anybody else you know who can benefit. Thank you so much for listening. I'm grateful for all the hundreds of listeners that we now have throughout the world. You've invested a lot of time and energy, and I hope you've gotten a lot out of today's program. This is Eric Lures reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. See you next time.